Ted Stein, you are the president of
QP Local 1484.
And that represents paramedics right across the district?
That's correct, the paramedics within Cochrane District.
Okay, good. So tell me about this move that the this announcement that the government made this week about occupational health and safety.
Yeah, it's a positive progression at a higher level to address the ongoing health and safety issues that paramedics encounter in our line of work in the form of violence encountered with patients, contact with hazardous chemicals or hazardous environments, walking into unsafe environments, and perhaps to a more important degree, the mental health aspect of things as well. I would say that would be, on a personal level, a chief concern that needs to be addressed at a governmental level, because the services at the service level are taking positive steps in forming mental health committees and health and safety committees, and we've established framework within whereby medics who encounter mental health issues or have tough calls and hazardous calls, there's some investigation, but getting the support that you need unfortunately comes down to money and who pays for it. And especially with mental health, I would say at a government level, we're woefully ill prepared to address mental health and get people the help that they need. And I would say the mental health aspect is probably the greatest concern to modern paramedics when it comes to health and safety. And I think when people think health and safety, they think more pragmatically of assault and violence, but the mental health aspect is often forgotten.
So PTSD because of everything you deal with and the people you deal with.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not well known to the general public. We're still dealing with an aging population. So there is a huge influx for need in healthcare to begin with. And the older generation still views paramedics more or less as quote unquote ambulance drivers, and they're through no fault of their own aware of the scope of practice and how we function as healthcare professionals. And therefore they aren't aware of exactly what we do and what we're exposed to. But data shows that paramedics have a higher exposure and instance of PTSD than combat soldiers, which is fairly disconcerting because much like the military forums, there's no support for people that suffer with this. And most agencies don't have the training to identify the sometimes often nuanced decline in mental health in certain people. It can manifest itself very quietly with minute changes in personality and things, and we lose a lot of good people to this. And personally, I would like to see a much more aggressive address of this from the government level, because the government means money and this needs money, because the wait list for psychologists and higher tiered mental health professionals can be years long. And when you do get it, there is some subsidy. However, it usually costs the individual hundreds and hundreds of dollars in therapy. And often therapy is a years long prescription and not one or two sessions sort of thing. So this really needs to be addressed. But this particular news release of a committee being formed, especially with paramedics involved, we have to celebrate the any wins or progression towards health and safety in general in this profession. In firefighters and police type professions, health and safety is a bit more acknowledged by the public, because we know that police officers inherently do dangerous work. We know that firefighters inherently do dangerous work. Paramedics, not so much. The general public. So, and part of the responsibility, the onus of responsibility on communicating the challenges paramedics face do fall on paramedics as a profession. So we need some advocates within our profession to make the public more aware of what we do, where we fall short, where we struggle, where we need help. And this is a positive step in that direction.
So this is giving you representation on this committee where you can provide that input. Is that right?
Absolutely. And it's one of those rare instances where it's a committee formed by people and involves people in the profession. So often these committees don't often have the people they're trying to address, and therefore they lack that frontline perspective and input. And that's just invaluable when you're trying to take competent steps forward in accomplishing a goal. And I do find often at government levels, that simple step of involving the right personnel is often not taken. So progress is often hindered by that.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about it?
I do acknowledge it as a very positive step. My personal opinion is would put out a plea to the government to address especially the mental health aspect of the health and safety nature of our work, and somehow allocate funding for first responders to get help through psychologists and psychiatrists, maybe put them on a higher tiered list on these wait lists to get help, and also have complete funding and reimbursement for getting help. Because when you have a profession that has one of the highest or the highest incidence of PTSD, you need a support network that reflects that reality, because we are in a staffing crisis within paramedics, within nursing, even with doctors. And people are leaving this profession prematurely through burnout, mental and or physical burnout. And one of the reasons for that is the mental burnout. And if this isn't addressed, both in higher remuneration for doing this job and also providing the funds necessary to take care of yourself, we're going to see a greater exodus of people from this profession, and we're going to have fewer ambulances responding to calls and fewer nurses available to be at people's bedsides. And I hate to say it, but the government hasn't taken this seriously enough. I know they have a lot of things to address, but this is a looming crisis that hasn't fully matured yet. And it's we can still mitigate the symptoms of it if we take the proper steps.